The Observation Deck with Gordo brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Let's do some true observations at a blue ribbon level. The Carolina blue is one of the worst deals we've ever had. Ever. That is a horrible color.
Blue?
It's a stupid color.
What?
And it doesn't belong in the world.
It's fine.
I love the color.
Fine.
I love the color. I just don't like it top and bottom. All that much.
When they
blue.
Wear their silver breeches and their silver helmets, that's a good uni.
It's a bad blue. It just flat out is.
Boy, these are. I thought these were blue ribbon.
Tell that.
Observations.
Tell that to Michael Jordan.
What?
Oh, he wore Carolina blue.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's a bad blue. And everyone here basically knows it. Although two of us won't admit it. Is scream throwing very common for quarterbacks in the NFL? We all know that Dak is a scream thrower.
Yeah.
Either he's really thrown out his shoulder, and every time he throws, it just hurts so bad. Or he thinks that this is, maybe he was a tennis player that was always a scream hitter in tennis. I don't understand why one has to scream to throw a football.
I think he's about the only one that I know that does it.
It just looks so funny when they show it in slow motion and he's screaming. Have you ever heard him scream when we've been at practice?
No, you know, some of it may just be facial expressions. I don't know if he's actually screaming every time he throws
the ball. He just makes an O face when
when
he throws the ball.
I don't know if I'd call it that, but yeah.
I think George Pickens has the least NFL name I've ever heard. George Pickens, to me, is not an NFL receiver. George Pickens is the guy that owns the farm two down from yours.
Right.
Who borrowed your brush hog.
Farmer Pickens.
Tore it up. Hadn't made good on it yet, but swears he's going to pay you back.
Right.
He's been really good so far. But I'm afraid we're getting close to a moment where we're going to have a few segments on why did he do that?
I thought that too, especially yesterday when he basically, during a play, took a punch at a defensive back.
Yes.
And he's getting a little wild with
he threw a punch?
Yeah.
Yeah, as he's running down the field. I mean, it wasn't a stiff arm. It was a it was a delivered punch.
Yeah.
Guys need to quit trying to hurdle each other, speaking of George Pickens.
His was good, but you are right about that. We have far too many hurdle attempts.
There's too many hurdle attempts. And
in college football this weekend, we had a lot of hurdle fails.
It is a low percentage play.
Yeah.
When you do it, it looks fantastic, and oh, what a highlight. Oh, just amazing. But it's making you forget about the 98% of the other time when it just completely, you get a helmet right to the nuts. And you flip over. It's low percentage.
And usually it's only worth an extra 2 yards.
Yes.
No. Now, Saquon Barkley's reverse hurdle last year.
That was
greatest
awesome.
Play in the history of the game.
Yeah, and that's the problem is they're so freaking sexy when they work out that we get enamored with them.
Yeah.
But guys need to quit doing it. What's the purpose of the tape on the back of the arm? Is that just to prevent turf burn? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I don't know if it's for that or if it's one of those I don't know what they call them, like a muscle tape. Yeah.
New magical property.
Yeah.
Physio tape is what it's called.
Yeah.
Physio tape?
Physio tape. But I'd need to see a picture. Like George said, I don't know if that's what you're talking about or just someone trying to prevent their elbow from getting chewed up.
I don't know. It's like a,
it goes from like the elbow to the shoulder.
From the back of the tricep all the way down to halfway to your wrist. You just got it all along the back of the arm.
Yeah.
What position was wearing it? What player?
Offensive line, I do believe.
Well, I also see a lot of running backs and ends, tight ends wearing it and stuff like that, too.
Because if it's an offensive lineman, my guess is physio tape because they're using their upper body so much. If it's a...
What does physio tape do?
It's supposed to hold the... I'm going to get a little out of my depth here, but hold the fascia in place so that the muscle can move more freely.
What?
It gives support to the muscle, basically.
It's a cramp.
Huh. I don't understand that. So putting tape on your epidermis holds something called fascia in place.
I've had it done, and I don't know that I completely believe that it works.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Breathe Right. Yeah. I didn't completely believe that worked, but then I used it, and I was like, yeah, I guess this works a little bit. The little piece of tape you put over your nose.
Mm-hmm. And then if you wear a copper bracelet with that, then all kinds of magic is unleashed.
Yeah.
I've never known about the copper bracelet. That's always seemed like witchcraft.
I think men make fun of women for all kinds of New Age stuff, but I think men do it just as much with fascia tape and Breathe Rights and copper bracelets.
Yeah. But maybe part of it is just making you mentally feel better
it's
about it.
It's placebo effect, and so, yeah, if that, and that works too. So from what I understand, it's legal to grab a guy by the hair, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they coach that more? This is a great form of, this is a free face mask that you have to grab a hold of some runner.
Shoddy.
Why aren't we coaching it the way we coach punching out the ball, the way we coach all sorts of things? It seems like grab, if a guy has hair, big thick hair hanging out his helmet, grab it and yank him straight down to the ground.
My guess is that if it got out that a team was coaching that way, that team would be seen as the most Bush League team ever.
It just goes against all sorts of tackling technique. Hey, go in high and grab him by the ponytail. I mean, that's...
Can you imagine if that's the way they were coached and then they missed and that guy ran 80 yards for a touchdown? Why were you trying... Oh, I was trying to grab him by the ponytail because that's how I'm coached.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Matt Eberflus is trying. Maybe that's what the Cowboys...
That's why they're missing tackles, because they're going for the hair.
Going for the hair.
I'm just saying that it would be interesting for okay. someone to break the mold
well,
and actually start
then.
Doing that and say, hey, look, you're the one who grew the handle on the back of your head. You can't expect me not to grab it. I liked it when the referee said about... I think it was on Carolina. Ineligible receiver downfield illegally on the offense. He was ineligible and illegal.
So much worse.
Yeah, it was highly illegal. Schottenheimer had way too many writing instruments tucked into his visor. Did you notice that?
How many?
You ought to like
cut over
to him.
He's got a mechanical pencil, a pen, and a highlighter.
You ought to like that.
Now he needs to add a stylus, a wooden pencil, and some maybe a few selections of watercolor brushes in there. He needs more writing instruments. He needs to lean into it since he looks like an overworked bank teller already.
He does.
Monkey butt.
And Pam Oliver did the game. I don't know if y'all saw that she was on the broadcast.
What'd you think?
That she did a great job.
Okay.
Why are you asking me what I think?
Just wondering.
What'd y'all think?
I thought she was fantastic.
Yep.
She did at one point say, he told me to my question.
I heard that. I guess my only critique of her would be that it's...
You only have one. Go ahead.
It sounds like she's reporting in slow motion.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, every word and sentence is really drawn out, and Brian Schottenheimer told me...
I haven't noticed that.
We don't even do it anymore. Okay.
I'm having a hard time even connecting with what you're saying.
The only reason you brought her up is so that I would say something.
Right, he didn't want to say anything.
You don't have the guts to say anything about her.
I told you at the beginning of the season, just stop it, okay?
Stop what?
We all know something's going on. We don't know what it is. Just skip over it.
What do you mean we all know something's going on?
Skip. Skip.
You're saying that something...
I am Skip Bayless.
She's bad. She's fighting through something. I don't know what it is. Just skip it.
Huh. I thought she did fine.
That,
I didn't even notice
I told
anything.
You that week one, and you bring it up every week she does a game.
I'm just saying that I feel for her, which is more than you're saying.
Oh, yeah. You really feel for her. So, Pam Oliver, what's going on?
Okay, everyone heard me talk, and I didn't have that tone of voice.
Very similar to that. So, what you think?
I don't talk like that.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying I thought she did a good job, and I thought it was an interesting way of wording it to saying that someone told you something. He answered me to my question. He told me to my question. I think
good question.
Rico Dowdle has the strange face jewelry of a stud high in his cheekbone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever get that?
No, it looks painful.
I think it was a fishing accident. I just don't think.
Stop accusing guys of fishing accidents.
Man, that is on your bingo card.
It is.
And used it in like 2 years.
And so Troy recently talked about people using his number, wearing his number. And the Cowboys, there's only a few numbers, I guess, that they haven't reused. They don't officially retire these Cowboy jerseys, right. Do they? They just...
They don't hand them out.
Yeah, what is it called? How do they work around? They're not retired. They just are not used.
Mm-hmm. I love that, by the way.
Why?
I love it.
It's so dressed up. Just say you retired it or not.
No, because everybody retires numbers. The Cowboys, when some kid comes in and wants to wear 12, they just say, pick another number. And I love that.
It's stupid. You just like the theater of it.
I love the theater of it. Okay, I'll take 74. Well, first of all, you're a quarterback, kid, but still, pick another number.
So, which of the Cowboys' numbers are actually not used?
12.
Across the board.
8.
8.
22.
74. And that's it.
That's about it.
So, 8, 22, 12, and 74.
Yep.
Who's 74? Bob Lilly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know that.
Yes, Bob Lilly.
That was
Lilly.
Before my time.
No, it wasn't.
He's just some old stuff.
There are three others that should be off limits, but they're not. And two of them are because there have been many players to wear that number, 88 and 54, two Hall of Famers, Randy White and Chuck Howley. The other number that should be off limits is 33. Javonte Williams should not be wearing 33.
It's so unstable seeing 33 running around out there.
It's not right.
But I do kind of like, hear me out, I kind of like the reuse of 88.
I do too.
There's something very cool about you have a star receiver and he puts on the double eight, and that is iconic Cowboys receiver look right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why not open up 12 and 8 in those numbers as well? If you have a franchise quarterback, this guy's amazing. He's the Cowboys quarterback. He's wearing 12.
Absolutely,
or he's wearing
not.
Eight.
Absolutely
why?
Not. No.
Why are you accepting it for the wide receiver?
Because they weren't the captains of America.
That's not an official designation that Roger served in some sort of governmental capacity.
Here's the deal. 88, the first one was Drew, and he was great. But he wasn't Roger, he wasn't Troy, he wasn't Mr. Cowboy Bob Lilly, he wasn't 12,000 yards Tony Dorsett or NFL all-time leading rusher Emmitt Smith. So when Irvin came along, fine, give him 88. Drew was great, but he wasn't Mr. Cowboy, he wasn't Captain America. So those numbers are just a little bit different than 88.
Okay, so 8 and 12 are gone. Is 9 gone? No, you can wear 9.
Anybody can wear that.
Yeah. 4?
Mitch Hoops. Oh,
anybody can wear that. The only other one that we can debate is 11.
Do you have to have...
Yeah, I don't know about...
Do you have to be the Cowboy quarterback that is great for 10 years at least and win a Super Bowl? If you don't win a Super Bowl with your quarterback number,
right,
it can be reused.
Yes. Yeah. Now, here's another thing. Let's say Dak moves on. And they bring in Joe Flacco or some, you know, they win a Super Bowl with a guy who's not here for 10 years.
Right.
Then I don't think you retire that number.
I would even say you have to win 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. I would say that too.
Okay, so if Joe Flacco comes here and wins 2 Super Bowls.
Or if Dak just wins 1, I don't think 4 is off limits.
Okay. All right. We've established some rules that we can all agree with.
Yep.
Close. There you go. Close.